What is going to be the downside of them turning their backs on the significant amount of work that went into preparing this report or initiative, Kushla?
Well, that's right, Dale. You know, this was 18 months worth of work, which was part of a directive from the government to do this. So now, effectively, the region are left on their own. I think if you're thinking long term, you know, we did introduce a $6 billion resilience fund, which is often raised when I'm moving throughout, especially heavily impacted parts of Ekeroa Rāwhiti. That was cut by this government, so I'm not sure what their plans to support resilience are. I do know, obviously, the region are still committed, so we'll have to review and minimise plans for now.
Yeah, tēnā koe, thank you. Tell us about immigration. I did speak with Chris Hipkins yesterday, and while all other parties appear to be jockeying because they can see votes in it and a more hardline approach to immigration, I noticed that Te Pāti Labour haven't got into that mix just as yet. Is it as important an issue for the red team as we are seeing from other political parties, do you think, Kushla?
Yes, it's important, and especially if we're talking about the FTA deal with India, you know, that was some of the reservations that Labor has, you know. So we support an FTA. You know, Labor worked on a part of that, spent some significant time trying to get that across the line. But we weren't, the support of it comes with provisos to see the detail around such things as immigration. I know it's a big concern for whānau, and that's a lot of that is about not being given any clear advice or information about what that entails.
When we look at the resilience of the people of the East Coast, it has been challenged. I'm curious to get some reaction to interjection from Paul Goldsmith into the case that Mike Smith was bringing regarding extreme emitters, big business. And of course now a wedge has been driven in right as the case was in train, and for the people of Ekeroa Rāwhiti who have suffered the effects of climatic bombshells more than anybody else in the country, how does this sit with you, this imposition from the Justice Minister?
This is another example of the priorities of this government. From day one, they have demonstrated that big, mega business seems to be more important than the people on the ground. You know, we had ministers fly up to the Te Rāwhiti, as they have in other affected areas, have a look, act empathetic, and what have we seen? No, a decline in the application to support the repair of infrastructure, which was a collaboration of iwi and councils. So everybody's doing their part. Everybody's doing what this government asked them to do. They said, we want localised solution. People are providing them, and the government's turning that away, but protecting the rights of big corporations.
Tēnā koe, Kushla. You are on the fly. Tell us what sort of hui you're heading to.
I'm heading into my select committee, my Economic Development, Science and Innovation select committee, where we're going through a few reviews at the moment. And as we all know, whānau, we're heading into budget in a couple of weeks. So everyone's waiting with bated breath to see what that will look like. We're not holding on to much hope, but we do know it being an election year, no doubt this government are going to come and dangle some carrots. But whānau, we must remember what we've been through for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, and this promised improvement in our economic fortunes has been stalled, and you know the corridor now that it's going to be late 27 at best before we start to see significant growth. Again, very frustrating for those who've been told to trust this coalition government over the last 2.5 years.
Definitely. And as I move throughout Ekeroa Rāwhiti, no matter what the kaupapa is, Dale, people are just saying, kānu tēnā, we've had enough. We've had enough. But the proof is in the pudding, whānau. We've got to register, and more importantly, we have to get out and vote. It's not politicians who change governments, it's voters.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much for joining us on the program, Te Tuahine. Appreciate your time. Kushla Tungai Emanuel with us on the fly this morning, the MP for Ekeroa Rāwhiti.